And coming up next on your archive or possibly on the stream, it's Bathrop Spears Broadsides, the March 30th, 2023 edition. And this one is another flashback for all you flashback fans and sympathies to for those of you who are not. It's a difficult situation on Thursday with Huff meetings and, well, that's primarily the reason. I may have to shift one of those things in order to get this out on the same time frame as I do the Huff meeting, the show on the net anyway. But you are going to get it on the archive, so go to it there. And generally, that's the best place to find these shows, usually a little after their broadcast or their netcast time. I will have at least some new material, I hope, for you by Sunday, which is the next regular netcast time in the morning. And hopefully there will not be disturbed by equipment problems, which I seem to have overcome. With a special salute to Uncle John, who gave me a hand with my equipment and my computer. Thank you, John. So, going now directly to the flashback. The flashback is from July 16th, 2015, which was a couple weeks after we began what originally were called community campouts, but then came to be known as the Tuesday Freedom Sleepouts. These were a full night time when both homeless and housed folks together slept on the sidewalk, or initially actually at City Hall, in the City Hall courtyard, until City Hall decided that individuals petitioning a government for redress of their grievances was not considered to be appropriate at night, even outside the buildings. So they suddenly declared it a forbidden zone or closed area, and that became it still is an issue for me. I think if you have a center of government, it damn well should be open to protest any time of the day or night, provided that doesn't disrupt the so-called orderly business of government. Though I got to tell you, the way the government is going, I think its ordinary business ought to be disrupted. Hence my sympathies, by the way, with insurrectionists, so-called insurrectionists or interruptionists, since there was never any real possibility of there being a change or a blockage of the presidential election, or the furoral plebiscite, as I like to call it. Whether it's Trump or Biden, you get the same wars, you get the same increased poverty, you get the same corporate control. It's pretty nasty stuff, and things are meanwhile going to hell, of course, with the environment as well. So it's not something that, it is something, it's something of a major crisis, and the people are feeling very strongly about it. Anyway, there were those of us who in 2015 were concerned that meals were being cut off at the Pauley Loft in what was then called the Homeless Services Center, more accurately known as the Homeless Lack of Services Center, on Coral Street at 115 Coral Street, now called Housing Matters, more appropriately known, as my regular listeners know, as Funding Matters, because that's what they do. They get lots of money to provide services for a relatively small percentage of the homeless population. And they've ended their meals. They did this 2 weeks before this flashback, or actually a little bit longer, I think. And we began doing this weekly sleepout. I kind of hoped it would be a nightly sleepout because that has more impact, but the weekly sleepout actually went on for 2 years, which was quite something. And in me, indeed, it may have been actually prompted the initial Benchlands creation by then Chief of Police, Andy Mills. So, in any case, what are you going to hear? Well, you're going to hear a couple of articles about other cities. My co-host, Doc Mike, will join me. You'll hear about his adventures getting on the waiting list or trying to do that at the Pauley Loft. You're going to hear the details of the Santa Cruz 11's Final Four case closed disposition. Though they kind of got screwed, the Final Four. I was one of the original 11, And we were able to finally, after endless expense and court hearing after court hearing after court hearing, get a corrupt case dropped without any consequences to the individuals who had falsely pursued it. The district attorney, Bob Lee, and his underling, Rebecca Young. I think I have her name right. In any case, then you're going to hear an interview with another free radio broadcaster, Wren, who was whose show was called Mideast Migraine. And Wren eventually left the collective under a cloud. He's been seeking to get back in. Of course, the collective doesn't even really exist much these days, except as the efforts of some individual broadcasters, or netcasters, actually. But he was one of many activists who were trying to put out information they felt was important to the community. And he talks about the Mideast situation. Then you have a bit from Cleveland's Tamar Rice murder and the lack of justice there. Am I questioning what's going on in Santa Cruz, trying to find out if the police department uses dum-dum bullets, you know, hollow-tipped bullets that are particularly devastating when you get shot with them. And that we never found out. Or at least I don't remember what the answer to that was. I do remember you hear me talking about how trying to get a Public Records Act request answered was a slippery business. And then you're going to hear some interviews with Thor, Johnny C., trying to set up a pantry, what with the closing of the meals by the Homeless Lack of Services Center's 15 Coral Street, Phil Kramer's outfit. He was running it then. He's running it now, still. And some other comments from folks like Sea Otter and Letitia. There also, I should mention, this is jumping back to 2023, there is an April 1st, indeed an April Fool's Day march going on, funded by and masterminded by the Fund Happy Funding Matters, or Housing Matters, as they call themselves. It's going to start at 10 o'clock on Saturday. That will be day after tomorrow if you're listening to this on the Thursday when the show was originally being posted to be netcast. That will be on the April 1st. And that is to say, that's when the march is. It starts at 10 o'clock from Cathcart and Cedar Streets, and I think wends its way to the county building where it ends up. And I think it's supposed to go until noon. Not entirely clear. Keith McHenry has written a critique of the whole project and a summary of the scene where the city has declined to provide meals for people over the last 3 years of public health emergency, but Food Not Bombs has insisted on doing so, even at its risk to being ticketed, fined, jailed, and as now there seems to be an increasing pressure under Mayor Fastlane Fred Keeley and Matt Huffaker, the city manager, the real power behind the throne, and of course Police Chief Bernie Escalante. Anyway, jump into this flashback from July 16th, 2015. See if you can get something out of it, or go out there and do something flashy of your own. Now, it doesn't have to be flashy, but we're having some non-rainy weather supposedly for a week or two, which may make it easier for folks outside, or it may give the police more pretexts for driving them out of parking garages and parking lots and under awnings, which they may still be doing. I've not gotten any reports at the last Huff meeting that this has been done this week, but it has been done within the last 2 weeks, and you have heard accounts, if you've been listening to my show, of people claiming this is exactly what happened to them. And of course, Food Not Bombs got driven out into the rain, and 8 police officers drove out the entire Food Not Bombs feeding crew from City Hall claiming that it's illegal to feed on the supposedly the people's property at City Hall when the City Hall is actually open, and when the City Hall so-called campus, the City Hall courtyard is open. Anyway, here it is.